Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us every Tuesday as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Pastor Rod, would you open the prayer line with prayer, please?
Oh, most gracious and merciful Father, we thank you, O Lord, for bringing us into this new year, Father God. Father God, we thank you for opening up 2020's doors, Father God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Father God, we pray that you would deliver us from any distractions of our past year, Father God, that will come to hinder any assignment that you place on our lives, Father God. Father God, we know that the enemy will use people, places, and things, Father God, to divert our attention away from what you have for us and given us to do. And we promise, Father God, to remain our focus solid on you in this new year, in this new season, Father God. Father God, we rebuke the enemy right now of all of our ways, Father God, and remove it right now in the name of Jesus the Christ, Father God. And Father God, we thank you right now, Father God, for all the blessings that are going to flow in our lives, and we open our hearts and our minds to receive it. And we ask that you cover the shepherd tonight, Father God, that we will receive the word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our first Tuesday night prayer line for 2020. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. Our Tuesday night number is 858-357-9137, and it begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15 p.m., you can listen live on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to sghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website. That's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. The next date for service is this upcoming Sunday, which is January 12th. Just want to remind you that we are meeting at our larger venue. That's the Clarion Inn Hotel Conference Center. The address is 1612 Sisk Road. That's S-I-S-K Road. That's in the city of Modesto, California. It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please remember, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Sister Penny, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Pastor Smith. I just wanted to let everyone know that the fourth Sunday of January, I will have all your tax information for your write-off that you have given to the church. So that will be January 19th. Your tax return, your tax information will be available for you to pick up. So if you see me, just come up and ask me for your tax information, and I'll go ahead and give you that information.
Something else about the homeless?
Oh, yes. And then on the last Saturday of January, which is January 25th, we will be feeding the homeless. Anybody who is interested in coming to Modesto to help it out to fill up the bags, we will be giving out socks and underwear and some really needed toiletry things for men and women. And we will be also doing a sandwich and some other little goodies for them. And we will put it in a brown bag and hand it out to people. They have done away with Beard Park, which was a park that housed about 700-800 people. That is no longer there, but these people have scattered about within the city of Modesto limits. And so we will be driving around to just drop these goodies off to these homeless people in the city of Modesto. So if you're able to come out, come out. And the address is 2800 West Rumble Road, which is where we were meeting when we first got here to the city of Modesto. If you need any more information, please feel free to call me. My number is 209-818-3531. Also, for your tax return, if you're not able to come, you can also text me and send me your address. I can email it, or I can actually put in the postal mail, and you can receive your tax information that way as well. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
I have a testimony. This is Jerome. My testimony is, Pastor had prayed for me a while back that I was going to get this part-time job, and God is so good. So I had an interview. I applied back to Amazon, not the same company I used to work for, so I applied for a different one. So I had an interview. I get there, and then I get an email from this company saying that they declined the interview that day. But God is so good. I still went in anyway, even with that declined email. Soon as I stepped into the door, my old boss saw me, and he asked me, what you doing here? And I told him, I said, I came here for an interview. They declined it. This man made a phone call to the area supervisor, did all the paperwork there, did the drug test the same day, and filled out all the paperwork, and I got my part-time job. And God is good. It happened so fast in one day. It was just like the prayer, and I just wanted to share that.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Oh, I have a testimony. I thank God that I attended the wedding of Sister Cindy in Long Beach, California, and it was held at the Skylinks golf course. And she married Brother Darrell McKinney. And it was such a beautiful celebration. And it was a word that went forth a couple of years ago. And Sister Cindy received it by faith. And the Spirit of God had this husband to find her. And it was such a beautiful occasion. It was one of the best weddings I have ever attended. And everyone was so happy for the two of them. And so we just thank God for that celebration of their marriage. And we thank God for the Spirit of God to cause it to be healthy and to be strong. And I thank God for Brother Charles and Sister Gina. They provided for me the transportation to get around there, and I just praise God. It was a great occasion. We're going to go into prayer now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, Father. This is a new year, as the pastor prayed. It's a year of blessings. It's a year of restoration. It's a year to fight the good fight of faith. And God, I thank you tonight that you're anointing, that your anointing will bless this word, that the Spirit of God will overthrow the works of Satan, that the Spirit of God will allow us to receive knowledge and wisdom from your word tonight. Thank you for your anointing, O Father Jesus, to enhance this word tonight, that we receive it by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 18. In Revelation 20, verse 2. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Revelation 20 and 2. Get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is a word of encouragement tonight, and that's the prayer that the pastor prayed. This is an hour that the Holy Spirit is encouraging you not to give up. This is an hour of restoration. This is an hour for the blessings of God to overtake your life. And this is an hour that we must stand on God's word. And when you stand on God's word, you put his whole armor on you, which is his word. Because the natural world is under pressure as never before. And this is encouraged the saints of God. When you get close to God, when you're going closer and closer to God, Satan comes in to overthrow you. He comes in to steal from you. He comes in to cause battles. He comes in to try to stop your blessings. He's a thief, saints of God. But the word of God wants you to know tonight that this year, right now, I'm encouraging you to put on the whole armor of God. And when you put on the whole armor of God, you have a covering over your life. And you are protected. We're in a warfare. You are protected in the battle. And there's a shield over you. And you have a shelter. It's a weapon against Satan. And when the fiery darts of Satan come, those fiery darts will not overthrow you. So this is an hour that you must put on the whole armor of God. And I was praying with a minister back east. And he lost two children, one last year and one this year. And the devil is out to destroy and to take lives, saints of God. This is a man of God that is a deacon in the church. And the devil came against his house. I want you to know tonight, if you place the whole armor of God over you, saints of God, your house is protected. Your loved ones are protected. They were brought up in the church, but they were had not came back into the faith. The enemy caused one to commit suicide because the devil harassed them in their mind. Young woman, 25 years old. Then the other one, 27. Because of the weather back there, would not listen to the parents saying, dress properly. Don't go out. Not properly dressed. Yeah, you have a beautiful figure and all these things, but robe yourself, properly dressed. Didn't listen. Went out into the atmosphere. Influenced by Satan. I'm encouraging someone tonight. Came down with a very bad cold. The cold led into infection of the lungs. And within 4 days, the child was dead. So I'm encouraging you tonight that Satan placed pressure on us. And you need the arm of God to protect you from the irritation of Satan, from the things he creates to hold you back. And this is an hour of blessings. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what you're reading. I don't care what the news reporter says. The world is under pressure, but the saints of God is not under pressure. Why? Because they're putting on the whole armor of God. And when the armor of God is over you, saints of God, it enables us to stand when we are facing difficulties. Whatever you face, when you have the armor of God over you, the armor of God protects you in the time of pressure, in the time where there's strain and stress on your life, in the time where there's tension, when there's difficult situation, when there's things that are troubling you. And we're in the last days. We're in a time now where there's so much that's causing individuals to be under pressure in the church and out the church. It's not getting better. It's getting worse, saints of God. I'm not going to put some force before you saying it's getting better. It's getting worse. Because God revealed it to John on the Isle of Patmos. He's seen that Antichrist spirit coming. He's seen it. So we got to stand on the word of God. Ephesians 6:10-18, please.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
This word is so encouraging. He wants you to put on the whole armor of God so that you will be able to stand against the attacks of the devil, the evil tricks of the devil. We're not fighting against humans. The devil is a spirit, thanks to God. We're not fighting against humans. The devil is a spirit. He's a non-physical spirit. That spirit goes about influence the will of people. He's an influence of evil. Satan is a sponsor of evil. He's a promoter of evil. He's a display of evil. He's an advocate of evil. He's a sponsor of evil. He's in the atmosphere. He is bodiless. He's having no form. He's unfleshly. He is a spirit. And you cannot fight spirit without the arm of God. You need the arm of God over you. The enemy is non-physically. He does not have flesh. He is not flesh and blood. And so this is what this word is saying. And all of you fight against a spirit, non-human. He's a force of darkness. He's in the atmosphere. He's a prince of darkness. He's a force that's influenced the minds of people. He's a force that oppresses people. Demons cannot live in a believer, because the believer has the Spirit of God dwelling inside of them. But the enemy comes to what? To torment us, to harass us. And so we're in a new year, and this is a word of encouragement that you and I need the armor of God over us to stop the trickery of Satan, the influence of Satan, those things that the enemy desires for us to fall in. He wants us to stand, because the enemy is out to attack us. And he said, after you stand, he said, stand therefore. That means fighting the good fight of faith. That means holding on. You're standing. When the armor of God is on you, you're going to abide. You're going to have the Spirit of God to give you tolerance to endure. You're a survivor. You are a person that shall be sustained. Because what? You're fighting. It's not a fleshly spirit. It's a demonic spirit. It's a fallen angel. It's an ancient spirit. And you're going to see by the word of God, it's a spirit that's what? What is an ancient spirit? It's an old spirit. It's a mature spirit. Satan's been around a long time. He knows the ins and outs. He knows how to promote evil. He knows how to finance evil. He knows how to what? He knows how to support and back up evil. He's a promoter of anything against you and I. He's a spirit that advocate what? Evil. That's what he influenced the man of God's children. It was influence. It was a spirit to pressure them, to pressure the young lady to take her own life. It was influence. It was a spirit influenced her mentally, a spirit that oppressed her. It was a spirit that came against her mind. That's what Satan is. He's a spirit, saints of God. We don't fight against flesh and blood. He's in the atmosphere. He is bodiless, no form, unphysically. And so when you put the whole armor of God upon you, this is by faith. So that spirit that's sent out in the atmosphere, he's the prince of the atmosphere, the prince of darkness. He influenced the atmosphere. This year, you and I need to be protected. So many people just go about their way, and they just do not do that. They don't pray. They don't put on whole armor of God. You have to get up in the morning, begin to praise and give God thanksgiving because he allowed you to come through the night. He didn't allow the enemy to take you out. You get up thanking God. You get up praising God. And then the next thing you do, you put on the whole armor of God. Not sometimes. It's just like you brush your hair, brush your teeth, take baths, put on your clothes. You go out into the atmosphere prepared. You need to put on the whole armor of God prepared. You're more concerned about that physical exterior than your spirit. But tonight, this word is encouraging you. We're in a warfare, saints of God. It's a spirit of darkness warring against to do what? To hold back the things that God has for you, to bring those things into shambles. But when you have the whole armor of God over you, you're built up with strength. You have protection around you. You have a stronghold. You have a security blanket over you. You have a shelter over you. And when an enemy brings pressure, which he does, anytime you're getting ready to get in a place of a place with God, and there's great deliverance in your life, great doors opening up, great things that God says shall come to pass in your life, the testimony that Minister Jerome gave. The enemy said he was not getting that job. The interview was canceled. But he stood on the word of God. He was at church that last Sunday we had church. The Spirit of God promised him, don't even worry about this job. The job is yours. God knows you have the extra need of income. You're available. You're available to God. He shall supply that need. He stood on the word of God. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God that proceeded out of the mouth of God. He stood on the word. He said he went anyway to the place where they had said, we don't need you. Your interview has been canceled. He didn't let that detour him. He didn't let that distract him. He went anyway. And when he called me, he said, Pastor Smith, the word came to pass. I got my job. I started my training. I want you to know tonight, saints of God, the word of God does not fade. The word of God is everlasting. If God has given you a word, I'm encouraging you tonight, put on the armor of God, because there's a devil who is a thief. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He don't want you and I to have anything. He come to close doors. He come to bring disease, sickness. He come to destroy and annihilate. But the Spirit of God came that we may have life and that more abundantly. John 10:10. God wants you to know tonight, this is the time to have an abundant life in Jesus' name. Put on the whole armor of God. Don't you allow the enemy to come and influence your mind to cause you just to say, I skip it today. I'm okay. You need to be protected every day, all day long. You need a covering over you. You're in battle, an unseen force, a spirit that's not physically, a spirit that's not, don't have a body, a spirit that's not flesh and blood, an unseen spirit. Satan is a spirit, saints of God. He don't have a bodily form. He's in the atmosphere. He's unfleshly, unphysically, and he's out to annihilate everything that God has for you. But when you have the arm of God over you, you can't go everywhere your children go. You need to put the arm of God over them by prayer. If they go to school, whatever they are doing, your adult children, the ones that is not in the place they should be with the Lord, have not gotten close to God. That's why you're an intercessor. That's why you pray. You pray that God protects them. You put the arm of God over them to have that shield over them, to have that shelter over them, for that spirit cannot influence their mind. Just a young man got in the car with the wrong person. A free ride. It wasn't free. The person had just robbed someone. And the young man got caught up in a web, being at the wrong place at the wrong time, getting a free ride. But if his parents had placed the arm of God over that child, he would have said, no, 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 not this time. He would refuse that ride, a ride that led him into the penitentiary, a ride that was set up by Satan, influenced by Satan, because he belonged to a child of God. Satan hates you. He hates your children. He hates everything that concerns you. He hates everything about you. He's not our friend. He's our enemy. He's against us, saints of God. The devil doesn't want any of us to have the benefits that God says belong to his children. But when you put the arm of God over you, you have a secure blanket over you, a covering. You have a shield over you, a stronghold against Satan. Because like I said, he's a spirit that's old. Revelation 20:2, please.
And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years.
The angel laid hold on that dragon, Satan, that ancient, that old serpent, that old spirit, and chained him for 1,000 years. This is an old spirit, saints of God. He's been around a long, long time. He knows the in and outs of things that's godly, but he's ungodly. He's unholy. But he knows what holiness is. He knows what righteousness is all about, because once he was an angel of God. So he knows both sides of the spectrum. He knows both doors, in and out of both doors. So he's a old spirit. He's a mature spirit. He's been around a long time. And so that's why he comes to what? Oppress the children of God, to harass us, to put pressure on us. But when the arm of God is over you, over your household, over your children, over everything that concerns you, I'm talking about everything that concerns you. Place the whole arm of God over my car, as I drive, as I go in and out, over my children, over my grandchildren, over the house of God that we gather in, over the people that gather in that house. I do it not sometime, every single day. I get up placing that word over that gathering hole, over the one that's a part of it, because the Spirit of God has to protect us continuously. That's what a disciple does. That's what an intercessor do. That's their job. to pray and to intercede for the body, the whole body. You must place the whole arm of God over those things that concern Christ and his loved ones, his beloved. We are his beloved saints of God. And we so neglect many times to do it, so caught up, so busy. But we're in a warfare. The world is in trouble, under pressure. So many things just moving so fast that this world system is facing. You and I need the whole armor of God upon us, saints of God, as never before. Because the spirit of iniquity is working against us continuously. That means the devil. He's a spirit. He's a spirit of corruption. He's a spirit of iniquity. There's nothing good in him. That's what the word of God said. He found there's nothing good in Satan. He's an evil and a wicked spirit. And that spirit goes about seeking whom he can devour, who he can harass, who he can torment, who he can influence. But when you have the armor over you, the covering, it's worn by the warriors of God, his disciple, his children. And it's bulletproof. It's a shield. Fiery darts come, but they have to bounce off. You may get shaken for a minute, but it doesn't cause the damage that Satan desired to cause to you and I. So this is so important in the new year, that God is reminding you of his word, that he wants you to put on the whole armor of God every single day of your life. He wants you to place that armor over your loved ones, over your family, over your home. As you go about your day, you need to be covered with the armor of God, saints of God. Because of the pressure the world system is under, the mental pressure, the stress and the strain, the tension people are going through. People just walking into a place of employment, just killing people just because something happened to them. Innocent people are dying. In shopping centers, there's so much going on in this hour, saints of God. Talking about the forces of darkness, spiritual powers, non-physically influenced by a spirit. Satan is the sponsor of evil, saints of God. He supports evil. He's a backer of evil. There's nothing good inside of him. He publishes evil. He finances evil. He knows what he's doing. He's an old spirit. We just read it in Revelation. He's an ancient spirit, been around a long time. But we have the power of the Holy Ghost, the spirit of the Most High God. When you and I put the whole armor of God over us, we're protected from the spirits in the atmosphere. Satan is in the atmosphere. He's the prince of the power of the air. That's what it said, Ephesians 2 and 2. But tonight I'm encouraging you, don't get in such a hurry. Don't get slower. Don't get lack. Because Satan is your adversary. He's your adversary. He's out to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said he came that he may give abundant life to you and I. And so when you put on the armor of God, it stopped the principalities of darkness. It stopped that spirit that think that he has control. He have no control. Saints of God, Jesus conquered that spirit on the cross. So this is an hour tonight. I'm encouraging you in this new year. Some didn't make it in. But this is an opportunity for you that you should not neglect. We need the whole armor of God over us as never before. Why? Because it's like a pressure cooker. The enemy is putting so much pressure on people now as never before. When that man called me this morning, early this morning, and we just interceded and prayed for the strength of his family, because God gave him a lot of children. He lost two. He loved all his children. Eight children. Two gone. Because an influence sent on by spirit in the atmosphere. A spirit that influenced his child to take her own life. A spirit to influence the child to not to dress properly. And prematurely died. Saints, there's nothing good in Satan. So tonight, we need the whole armor of God to protect us from the battle that Satan has set up against the saints of God. Because he is the sponsor of evil. He supports evil. He promotes evil. He's an advocate of evil. He finances evil. Set up by Satan to overthrow you and I. But this is a time for restoration. It's a time for you to walk through great doors. It's a time for the promises of God over your life, the covenant-keeping God, to bring forth for you a manifestation now. But you don't be careless. You and I need to place the whole armor of God over us continuously, over your household, over your family, over your. It protects everything about you. It's a shield over you as you go out into the world. We're in the world, but we're not of this world. And the prayer Jesus prayed, don't take them out the world, but keep them in this world. That's what Jesus prayed to his Father. Don't take them out. It ain't time for you to be taken out, saints of God. He prayed to his Father, you keep them in this world. You are a witness to the unsaved. You are a witness to the backslider. You are a witness to the weak. You are a witness to those that have not been built up. He said, keep them in this world, Father. He wants you to be kept in this world by his Spirit. And you must put on the whole armor of God. He don't want you to be taken out prematurely. He wants you to be blessed. It's his will that he prosper you. It's his will that you be in health. It's his will, thanks to God. He desired that you be in health. He desired that you prosper. He desired that you flourish. Don't neglect this night. Don't neglect the word of God. Don't neglect to put on the whole armor of God. It's your protection. It's a safeguard for you. It's a shield over you. Don't get so comfortable and laid back. Don't get so comfortable and laid back. And that's when the enemy comes in. When you get laid back and comfortable, he comes in because the gate is open. And that gate is open for him to come in to stop the plans of God. But when the whole armor of God is over you, it's a vest that's shielding you. It's a God that's protecting you from the vile spirit of the evil one. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, I have a prayer request. I want you to pray for Curly. I went and checked in on her. She has been down and out with the flu, and then her grandson, he's gotten over the flu, and she said tonight that she just she doesn't have any strength. She just feels like just laying there in the bed and not doing anything. She don't have any strength to get up and do anything. So I want prayer to go out for her strength.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Pastor, I do. This is Felicia from Tracy. I just need prayer as far as with my job, if I need to apply for this new job, or should I just, you know, need God's guidance just to keep moving forward in what I've already been doing. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, Father, for your word. It has been a word of instruction tonight. For your word, God, is a shield and a buckler against the wiles of Satan. We need to put on the armor of God to stand, because the world is under pressure. And the enemy come to bring pressure to the saints of God, to bring strain, to bring them in a place where there's irritation over their home, their life, their family, to trouble them, to bring the spirit to hold back the blessings of God. But, oh, God, this word is instruction. It's a prescription tonight to cause us to be well concerning the things that God has already set up for us. When you place the whole armor of God over you, the Spirit of God, his word, protect, shield, and defends you from the evil one's attack. He's out to arrest and to oppress the people of God. But God, tonight, you gave us a word of instruction, a prescription how to be shield in 2020. Father, we thank you tonight. We're not going to get laid back and so comfortable, because when we get in that place, the Spirit of God knows that the enemy, who is an old spirit, sees, because he's been in both doors, and he come through that gate when we're so relaxed and don't place the armor of God over us. He comes in to destroy, to steal, and to kill. But tonight you desire that we have life, and that more abundantly. Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God, his word has gone forth tonight, and it shall not return void. And it's going to equip the saints of God in this new year to be protected, because there's an investment. Jesus allowed himself to submit to God. He yielded to God. His investment was his life, that we may have life and that more abundantly. Father, I thank you for these instructions to the word of God. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Your word stands when everything falls apart. This world system is falling apart. Father, I thank you that your word don't fall apart. Your word don't fade. Your word is forever. Your word is eternal in Jesus' name. We thank you tonight that you're arming up your people, God, that they're in preparation to receive the good things from the Lord, the promise of God. You are covenant-keeping God. God, we thank you tonight that the Spirit of God is opening doors. The Spirit of God is stopping evil ones. The Spirit of God is over their lives. The Spirit of God has protected their children. They have the whole arm of God upon them, and they're going to do it daily. They're going to be consistent. They're not going to be inconsistent. They're going to be consistent in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God would not allow them to be in a wavering state. A wavering spirit is up and down, in and out. Sometime I do it, sometime I won't. But I come against that wavering spirit in the name of Jesus by the authority of God. The word of God said, think not that you receive anything from the Lord, because a wavering spirit is unstable. It's not stable. It's not established. It's not consistent about the things of God. And the word of God said, think not that you should receive anything from the Lord because of the unstableness. Father, I thank you. Your people need to come into a stable ground, and your ground is stability. Your ground is stable. They need the whole arm of God. You're not up and down, in and out. You say, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Spirit of God must bring stability over the body of Christ as never before. We are in a war, a spiritual war, a spirit that not flesh and blood. It's a spirit that moves and influences people's minds, their thoughts, their intention, their will. But in the name of Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit, that your word equips us to stop the fiery darts of Satan that's been prepared by the evil one, the sponsor of evil. the promoter of evil, the advocate of evil, the finance of evil. Saint the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the Spirit of God to cause the mind of your people, John 14:26, to gird up the loins of their mind. Bring all things into their remembrance, God. They will remember tonight. I send the word of John 14:26 to bring all things into their remembrance. They will remember from this day forth to place the whole armor of God over their affairs, to be protected from the wiles of Satan. Father, I thank you tonight that the word has gone forth, shall not return void, but accomplish everything it was sent out to do. That wicked one has been stopped tonight by the blood of Jesus, the cross, and the arm of God. You wicked force, you spirit of darkness that set up ambush against the people of God. Your plans fell tonight in Jesus' name. Your assault stopped tonight in the name of Jesus. The pressure that you set up against your people fell tonight in the name of Jesus. That the plans of God is erected over their lives in Jesus' name. That the plans of God stand over them in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, they're not going back, but they're going forward in Jesus' name. We thank you tonight that they're built up tonight, they're strengthened tonight to do the works of God, to do kingdom work, and that the Spirit of God give them wisdom, give them knowledge, and give them understanding that Satan cannot buff them any longer because they have the whole armor of God upon them tonight. In Jesus' name, they're supported by God. That spirit of darkness cannot influence what God has in store for them tonight. And they're receiving it by faith tonight. That the Spirit of God, John 14:26, that the Spirit of God will bring this into their remembrance daily, every single day. That that wavering spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, cast you out in Jesus' name. That they're going to remember to place the whole armor of God upon themselves and their family, household, their children, their friends, their neighbor. Place their work, they're going out and they're coming in, that they'll be in a safe place continuously because the Spirit of God inhabits them. Father, I thank you for Curly. She's been in my spirit, and that's why you had me to tell Penny to go and check on her. And I thank you with the Spirit of God that quickened my spirit, that she needed to be, had need of being checked on. And Penny did it. And the report came that she was ill. Father, I thank you for the spirit of flu to be subject to the Spirit of God this night. That virus spirit, we send the word of God, cast out that infirmity tonight in our household by the Spirit of God. Father, I thank you that the spirit of infirmity be cast out of Curly House in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of God give us strength now. You say in our time of weakness, your strength is perfected. Perfect her with your strength now, Father. Bring her up in Jesus' name. Every vile spirit, you are out in the name of Jesus. You're cast out in Jesus' name. That the spirit of infirmity live not in that house. The spirit of sickness, illness, and disease live not in that house. That house belongs to God. The blood cover that house tonight in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father. This woman needs the guidance of God on what she should do about employment, God. And Father, you said when we have the Spirit of God within us, we're led by your Spirit. Lead her by your Spirit, not of her flesh, God. Come against anything that would influence her to do things that's contrary to the will of God concerning employment tonight. And we thank you for that spirit of influence. The enemy cannot overthrow her, and we give you praise for it. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you tonight that your spirit go into houses and visit homes tonight in Jesus' name. Homeless people, oh God, supply their needs. Those that have infirmities and sickness and need of deliverance, oh God, you say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. Father, I thank you that moving your spirit move over children under pressure, and parents don't even see it because the enemy has them blind as a veil over their eyes. That child that's under pressure, that child that have a suicide spirit over them, that child that have mental distress over them, that child that's going through in school, that child that's going through with peer pressure, that child that's been bullied. Oh, I pray in the name of Jesus. Protect children, God. They don't understand how to explain to their parents, oh God. Take the veils off the parents' eyes in the name of Jesus. Take the veil off, Father. If you rip the veil, God, they will see as the Holy Ghost allows them to see. Oh, Father, take the veils off our homes tonight. Homes are veiled because Satan deception. Father, take the veils off our homes tonight. Rip the veil. You're the one that rips the veil. Rip the veils, oh, Father Jesus. Homes need to be protected. And the veils that Satan have camouflaged over homes need to be ripped by the Holy Ghost. Rip them tonight in Jesus' name. They can see what the enemy is plotting and planning against their homes, their family, and their personal life. For you rip the veil. When you rip the veil, the Spirit of God reveals, give wisdom and give knowledge. Father, I thank you for the Spirit of God to rip veils tonight so people can see it from the eyes of God concerning the things that Satan plans against them. Father, you are the one that ripped the veil. Do it by your Spirit. Do it by your power. Holy One of Israel, the Lamb of God. And I praise you for it by faith in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, saints of God. We'll be on the line tomorrow night. Be encouraged. This is your time. Stand. Don't let anyone keep you down. Don't give up. Stand on the word of God. Stand and see deliverance by the power of the Spirit of the Almighty God, his word, his blood, and his spirit. Be encouraged in Jesus' name.
I want to be one with you. I want to live in your truth. Of the universe, in my heart I know you designed you to be first. Lord, help me and I will do the best I can. Have mercy on me, cause I am just a man. Got me day by day and light my path. Don't let me go too slow or move too fast. Pour your Spirit out and anoint me afresh. I don't wanna hurt no one, don't wanna make a mess. I wanna be
one.
Yeah.
I wanna live in your truth. I wanna be spirit-led.
I'm on my way, I'll call out to you. confess my sins and say.
Listening to Breaking Chains with God's Prayer House on YAP Radio, where we give praise and worship to the Lord and bring the Word of God. You can call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 every Tuesday and catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAP Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.